I'll have to mind open for you as well. Chief Commander, please turn to the supplement book, amendment number 44. This, I will not do this amendment.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you now this evening, very thankful for the time that you've blessed us with to study a portion of your word. And we thank you as we as we've come to the end of Christ's life here on this earth. We are all the more thankful for the sacrifice that he gave, that he was on that cross for us, so that we could have a hope of a home in heaven with you one day. We pray that as we go through the rest of our time here tonight, that it's all pleasing in your sight, and that you be with the one who's prepared some thoughts for us tonight, and we pray that we're able to listen with open hearts, and we're always able to look back to your word that you've given us for what is the truth. We pray at this time also for those of our number who are not able to be with us tonight. And as I mentioned, Brother David, please be with him and the doctors looking over him, that everything might turn out just fine for him. And we also pray that you be with Miss Jan, as it was mentioned, she's having some health issues too. Pray that you be with them and allow them to be back with us whenever they can. Pray that you be with us and keep us here, and and we pray that we thank you for this time, and we pray all these things in your son's name. Amen.
Read several scriptures here at the beginning. What I want you to look for as we read through these, what's something that's common in all of these scriptures? First one, turn if you would to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Chapter 3, beginning in verse 5. Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers through whom you believed, as the Lord gave each one? I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Now turn over, if you would, to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians 5, beginning of verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Now turn, if you would, to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy 2. Beginning of verse 3. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. The hardworking farmer must be first to partake of the crops. Consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all things. And lastly, turn to 1 Peter chapter 2. 1. Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. So in all of those passages, you have the thought of farming. You see that Paul says that to Timothy, you know, the hardworking farmer is the first to partake of his crops. As Paul's writing to the Corinthians about them saying that I'm of Paul, I'm of Apollos, and so forth, he tells them, no, this is how it worked. I planted, Apollos watered, but it's God that gave the increase. So there you have the image of farming again, of Paul planting the word and Apollos watering the word and it growing. And here in 1 Peter, point I want to get to is very clearly in verse 2, as newborn babes desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. And that's what I want to talk about this evening, is growth. It is a common theme. I mean, we see it all through the Gospels, especially as Jesus talked about some of the parables that he gave revolved around farming. It was agriculture. It's what they knew. It was the idea of growth is something important to them and something that the people knew at the time. Now, you know, in our day, there are very few, you know, there are some backyard farmers, but, you know, I don't know anyone in here that's got several thousand acres that they're farming on a regular basis, but it's something that we have to have for food. And so growth is a very important thing, and we need to think about growth in our lives as well. So what are some things we can do to help us to grow? So first thing I would want to say is we need to make our growth intentional. We don't need to be lackadaisical about it. We need to be intentional about our growth, about wanting to grow. We can't make the assumption that it's just going to be something that comes to us automatically when we're baptized. It's something we have to do. As Peter said, we have to, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk. Well, what does a babe do? He grows. As he's fed, he continues to grow. Some of us grow a little bit larger than others at times, but that's part of it. That's that growth. Turn, if you would, to Proverbs. Proverbs 1. Beginning of verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. To understand a proverb or an enigma, the words of the wise and their riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. So here, as Solomon is beginning his proverb, he's really making it known that it's something that's in, that you have to seek after, that you have to be intentional about going after it. It's there. You have to make the effort to find it. And it's got to be more than just something that's incidental, something that's, you know, you just happen to be in the vicinity and you hear something and that's about all you do. It has to be something more than that. Another thing we should do is set aside time to reflect on our growth and what we're wanting to grow towards. Turn, if you would, to Philippians 4. Philippians 4, beginning in verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. So here Paul is telling these Philippians brethren, as he's writing from jail, you know, the things that you saw me do, do those things. If they're of good report, meditate on them. I know growing up, going through school, I could read through a book and forget it the next day. Forget a lot of what I read unless I sit there and I take some time to actually think about it and reflect on those things. And that's something that we need to do as well. As we read through the scriptures, we can read through it, you know, but do we make that connection? And when we make those connections, we'll start to grow in those things. And that leads to the next point. It's something that we need to do daily. We need to embrace that daily discipline. We'll see as we start our next study on Sunday morning what the early church and the early Christians did. But go ahead and turn, if you would, to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, beginning in verse 40. And with many other words he testified and exhorted them, saying, "Be saved from this perverse generation." Then those who gladly received the word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Now all who believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods, and divided them among all as anyone had need. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. So there in verse 46, Luke tells us they continued daily with one accord. They did this on a daily basis. As the church began to grow, these Christians needed to grow as well. And they were growing on a daily basis. As we do this, we learn to ask more questions. Like Darrell's question tonight. Why? Why was it that way? Well, that's a question that we should go after. We should find out the answer to it. We need to be like the brethren in Berea. Turn, if you would, to Acts 17. Acts 17 and verse 11. Talking about the brethren in Berea. These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. They were asking the question, is this man telling the truth? Is this what it says? They were asking those questions, and they went and searched for those questions. And as we do that, as we gain that experience, we help others in their growth as well. Turn, if you would, to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians 4 and verse 1. Therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness and long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, enduring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. So there in verse 2, in that phrase there in the middle, bearing with one another in love, helping one another, helping each other to grow. So as we as we think about this, and there's a lot more we can say about growth, but I think these are just some good ways for us to start to, because we should all be growing. We shouldn't stop growing until we stop reading. And that's really the way it should be. You know, we don't have a retirement plan other than when we pass from this life and go to heaven. That's our retirement plan. So up until then, we work and we grow and we continue growing. So tonight, if there's something we can help you with, if there's something that in your life that you need the prayers of the congregation, we invite you to come as we stand and as we sing.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thankful to you again for your Son, Jesus, and that he died for us, both willingly and challenged in his ability near the end, but still willingly to go through for our salvation if we are obedient to him. We pray, dear Father, that you can guide us in these thoughts as we continue going and learning daily, as Michael was saying, by studying your word and spending time on it, helping others. We pray that you can continue to be with those that are ailing and watch over David Oglesby and the doctors that are testing his physical strength. And we pray, dear Father, that you can guide things to go right there. As well as we thank you for watching over Dave Christie and the other folks here that have difficulties, that and they even still show up here in spite of challenges. We pray that you can help us this week as we go forward and keep us safe so we can come back again to worship you in spirit and in truth. Through Jesus we pray. Amen.